You're with Cape Talk. This is Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Super Rugby has returned, the 2019 edition, which is somewhat affected, I would imagine, by the fact that all the various Test rugby playing nations are going to be contesting the Rugby World Cup in Japan later this year. Andrew Howard joins me on the line now. Fantasy Rugby TV is where he operates. Andrew, very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. It's great to be back on Cape Talk once again. I felt like it was Christmas Day yesterday, knowing Super Rugby was starting, and wow, what a great first two games that we had, two upsets to start, and that's what Super Rugby is all about.
Let's reflect perhaps on those two upsets, shall we, Andrew? I mean, is it a case of, as I said earlier, it's a Rugby World Cup year, therefore teams are, I don't know, being very cautious about who they're playing, how much they're playing and all of that, because obviously New Zealand, Australia and South Africa will want to make sure that their best players are available for their nations in Japan later this year.
Yeah, well, what I could pick up yesterday between the Chiefs and the Highlanders game was the Chiefs are playing a pretty inexperienced side. They looked at they had Brodie Retallick in the second row, but generally the backline players, a lot of newbies on the scene, and their star player in terms of Super Rugby is most certainly Damien McKenzie, who unfortunately was not selected yesterday, picked up a bit of an injury in the preseason game. So, look, the Highlanders won. I thought before the game that the Chiefs would win at home. But, you know, it looks like these sides are going to probably rest the All Black players and play, I'd say, out of whoever's representing the franchise, they'd probably rest half of the All Blacks one week while the other half would play the following week, if that makes sense. We're still trying to work out how that's going to work out for the All Black sides, but at the moment it seems that for certain weeks, certain players will be rested while there'll be some players making sure that there is a bit of experience within the ranks.
Should South Africa follow suit? We've got the Stormers playing the Bulls in Loftus-Rietveld later on today, which is probably, for us at least anyway in South Africa, the Super Rugby match of the weekend. Should we be resting some of our star players for the Springboks?
Personally, I don't think so. I think that you need to play in the Super Rugby season because you become Test Rugby ready. And I believe for Springbok rugby in particular, we need our players to be consistently playing to ensure that we are ready for the World Cup and the intensity that brings, you know. Look, the All Blacks, this strategy has worked for them in the past, and I don't blame them for doing it. A lot of their guys are getting on as well, you know, the likes of Ben Smith. They've been on the scene for a while, and, you know, those guys maybe need the rest during Super Rugby. But I think for Springbok rugby in the sake of the World Cup, and also for our franchises, you know, pressure's always on for our coaches. Stormers fans want the Stormers to succeed. Bulls fans, you know, it'll be the same. And I don't think it's a good idea for Springbok rugby for us to rest a couple of our guys.
I am obviously biased, so I'm going to ask only the question of what should the Stormers do to make sure that they are victors against the Bulls later on today?
Look, it's a tough struggle for the Stormers. I mean, I'm a Stormers fan myself, but obviously when I speak about Super Rugby, I try my best to come across as neutral as possible. What I can tell you to lift your spirits is that the Stormers have won 7 of the last meetings against the Bulls. Last year, we beat them 29-17 in Cape Town, but then we lost to them 33-23 at Loftus. And look, both sides had a terrible 2018 season. Both sides only won 6 games in the Super Rugby season, with the Stormers finishing second last in the SA Conference, and both sides, and the Stormers, and the Bulls finishing last in the SA Conference. I mean, in the overall ladder, we finished with the Stormers at 11th and the Bulls at 12th. It doesn't make for good reading at all. But what I can tell you is that it's a day of arch enemies. It's a North versus South derby, and it's probably the hardest match of the weekend to call. I had a look at all the games, and the Stormers and the Bulls game this weekend, especially at Loftus, is really, really tough. It's kind of like a flip a coin to make a decision type of thing.
Which is difficult because if memory serves, Stormers didn't win a single match away last year. Not even Japan, where Sharks, by the way, will be playing the Sunwolves at 12:55. The Blues take on the Crusaders in the first match in Eden Park this morning. Waratahs take on the Hurricanes at 10:45 at Brookvale Oval. And then as we are talking about now, the Bulls take on the Stormers at 5:15 at Loftus Versfeld. The Stormers outfit surely is under pressure. And we know that Western Province Rugby is going through some financial trouble and there's a question around the leadership and so forth and so forth. So there are troubles for the franchise, if you like, off the field. I'm hoping it's not really going to have an impact on what is happening on the field.
I certainly hope not. I can say, just to pick up on what we just said, it's not great to see what's happening at Western Province Rugby currently, but I do think that we have the players that are out there for the Stormers. Just looking on paper, we've got some young, talented players out there. Some guys have been around for a while, and I do think that the senior players such as Sia Khaleesi is going to come pull those boys together and make sure that what's happening in the background doesn't affect what's going to happen on the field. You know, there's great players out there. Ruan Nowell, can't wait to see what he's going to do today. Damien Willemse, so exciting to see what he does. Peter Steph Tutoi, I mean, he's been our player, SA Rugby's player of the year for 2 years in a row, and a strong forward pack as well. As I said, I don't think what's happening in the background at the moment is going to affect what's going to happen on the field. However, I do think that Robbie Flick is going to be under huge pressure this season to deliver. You know, the Stormers have been underachieving for far too long. I feel your pain as well with what's been happening with Stormers rugby. And as a born and bred Capetonian, I'd love for them to succeed. But, this is the season Robbie Flick needs to deliver with the Stormers.
Well, you alluded to it earlier that it's going to be too difficult to call, so I'm not going to ask you what you anticipate the result is going to be. Just enough to say 5:15 is kickoff at Loftus Versfeld, the Stormers away to the Bulls, and we obviously wish our boys the best.